In today's show, we're going to be discussing the latest technical analysis, as well as breaking news. Joe Rogan says no effing way in regards to the U.S. government, CBDCs, and the rollout. We'll also be discussing the SEC likely to approve several spot ETFs, sparking the next Bitcoin rally. We'll also be discussing digital assets could be on the verge of the most incredible bull market ever, says crypto analysts. That's right. We're talking about Invest Answers. Also, Bitcoin to explode by over 130% before the end of this year, predicts the one and only Credible Crypto, quoting him here, 100,000 plus is what I'm expecting for the end of the move that breaks the prior all-time high. It'll come a few months after we break the all-time high. And if we break the all-time high this year, that can mean $100,000 plus this year or early next. Also in today's show, we'll be discussing Bitcoin content creators such as myself being banned from YouTube and everything you need to know. The good news is I'm officially reinstated, but we'll be discussing why this is in the first place. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market, all this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my Rumble channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone just joining us. This is pod episode number 1367. I'm your fearless host, JV. Let's kick off today's show with our market watch. As you can see here in the screen, Bitcoin currently correcting, but barely. We're trading above 29,400. Also, ETH maintaining $1,800 support as well. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap sits at $1.17 trillion with about $27 billion in volume at the past 24 hours, with the Bitcoin dominance at 48.8% and the Ether dominance at 18.9%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past 24 hours, XDC leading the pack, up 12%, trading at 7 cents, followed by Rocket Pool, up 6%, trading above 28 bucks, followed by ThorChain, up roughly 6%, trading just above a dollar. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, we also have XDC and, let's see, RPL and SHIB leading the pack. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 53, which is neutral. Yesterday was a 50, last week a 52, and last month a 57 in greed. So there you have it. Now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis and check out the charts and what is popping with the King Crypto. And let me know in the comments how many of you took advantage of the recent dip sub 30,000. Holla at your boy in the comments. And at the end of the show, I'll be reading everyone's comments out loud. So here we go. Bitcoin hovered near 29.5 on August 10th as the markets brace for fresh US CPI print. As we can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, we have data from Cointelegraph as well as from TradingView showing Bitcoin price stabilizing in the run up to the CPI release itself, which is a classic volatility catalyst. CPI is one of the key elements of the Fed when deciding interest rate policy. Last month's June readout was the lowest in 2 years, with expectations broadly pointing to another drop for July, quoting analyst Van de Pop, 3.3% are the expectations, but we are going to get it. And what will the markets do? Great question. Now, JP Morgan Chase was among those warnings for a reacceleration into CPI values, quoting them here. The major uncertainty concerns two issues that were previously seen as unlikely to undermine the July numbers, which is the direct and indirect price pass-throughs of the recent increase in energy and food prices and the relative stubbornness of service inflation. Now, with CPI today, I think Bitcoin and crypto are going to give us some fun and games, but ultimately, I am slightly biased to more downside, quoting this analyst, Mark Cullen. With Bitcoin re-entering the range and failing to hold 29.5 yesterday, if it can't immediately get back above and hold, I will compound my short. So there you have it. Nonetheless, market expectations regarding the rate hikes themselves favored a pause for the next FOMC meeting, which is scheduled next month for September. And according to the CME Group's FedWatch tool, the odds of that pause were above 85% at the time of this article being published, and monitoring resource material indicators presented liquidity conditions on the Binance order book. These revealed the potential for snap downside thanks to a lack of bids support immediately below the current spot price, quoting him here. Not speculating on what the CPI and job reports are going to look like in the morning at 8:30 Eastern, we know those numbers will impact the soft landing narrative and the September Fed rate hike decision. What matters between now and then is where the liquidity is stacked and where it is thin. He also says that the price can move quickly through the dark, illiquid zones because there is little or no friction, but to the contrary, the more liquidity there is around the buy-sell walls, the more insulated those levels are, as outlined here in this chart. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. Now, how many of you watch the Joe Rogan podcast? As you know, it is the most viewed or watched or listened or streamed podcast in the world, which we all know. He recently had a guest on, Post Malone, and he was bashing CBDCs, which I'm proud to hear him discussing. So let's break this down next. As we all know, central bank digital currencies are the destruction and enslavement to mankind, to say the least. So good stuff. Podcaster Joe Rogan blasted the idea of the U.S. central bank digital currency, describing a digital dollar as a game over scenario for American citizens. In the August 8th episode, he went on to share with Post Malone that no effing way. That's what I think. I think that's checkmate. That is game over. Rogan spelled out the scenario where the tyrannical government could tie the flow of CBDCs to one social credit score, saying that citizens could easily be cut off for their finances for breaking the rules, quoting him here from the show. If they decide somehow or another that you need some social credit score system and it's for the benefit of society, and they outline that, they can track your behavior and your tweets and all of your things. They just decided you effed up and the rules are the rules, he said. And to watch this clip coming directly from Joe, I'll include this in the show notes below the video in the description for you to reference and check it out. Now, Post Malone also mentioned his concerns with the banking system in the U.S., noting that the FDIC insurance only covers bank account values of up to $250,000. The pair also discussed the controversial decision by the Canadian government to freeze the bank accounts associated with the Freedom Convoy truckers in February of last year. So very good conversations. Malone argued that the U.S. government has far too much control over the flow of everyday people's finances and that they could potentially cut off funding to anyone at a moment's notice. It echoes similar sentiments from avid supporters of decentralized cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, which we preach each and every day, 7 days a week here. You know what I mean? Now, meanwhile, discussions around CBDCs have become a talking point in the U.S. In July, Republican presidential candidate and Florida Governor DeSantis swore to ban CBDCs in the U.S. if elected president. And on the other side of the fence, we had Democrat candidate Kennedy Jr. criticizing CBDCs for being instruments of control and instead promised to back the U.S. dollar with hard assets, including Bitcoin, if he were elected president. So there you have it. What are your thoughts surrounding this warning coming directly from the biggest podcaster in the world on CBDCs? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And keep in mind that Bitcoin is the antidote. Now, Max Kaiser says, I orange-pilled Tucker Carlson, so I could also orange-pill Joe Rogan. I say let's make it happen. How many of you would love to see Max Kaiser be featured on the Joe Rogan podcast, orange-pilling him and the rest of the world? Let us know in the comments. And maybe if we get a lot of feedback, we can make it happen. I hope so. I'm a huge fan of Max. Shout out to Max and Stacey Herbert. And with that being shared, fam, now let's discuss the potential of many spot Bitcoin ETFs being approved simultaneously in the U.S. According to ARK Invest, Kathy Wood, we all know that BlackRock, they launched their application for the spot ETF. And then like a dozen of others did the same thing. And this could be like a domino effect. This is good. We call this Bitcoin game theory here in the crypto sphere. So let's break this down. And how many of you would be looking forward to a spot Bitcoin ETF? Let me know. Now, the US SEC is likely to approve several spot Bitcoin ETFs in quick succession, triggered the next move to a higher, the world's largest digital currency crypto service provider Matrix Point said in a report on Thursday. The ETF providers would spend considerable marketing expenses to draw on retail and institutional capital. Now, Matrixport noted that at its peak, the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, we know as GBTC, managed $43.5 billion in assets and generated annual management fees of $870 million. That's no joke. The SEC will respond to the Grayscale BTC GBTC lawsuit filing, as well as ARK 21 shares Bitcoin ETF refiling next week. The regulator is expected to respond to seven other Bitcoin ETF filings during the first week of September. Let's go. Quoting them here, a physical Bitcoin ETF will carry a management fee of 0.071%, which could still bring in $200 million per annual for those ETF providers with marketing expenses front-loaded. The note also said that any SEC spot ETF approval could have a material positive impact on the Bitcoin price, and investors should have enough upside exposure on any day that the regulator is scheduled to respond to the ETF apps. So keep that in mind. Now, if the SEC needs more time to assess the practicability and surveillance sharing agreements, then the price may correct initially in mid-September. And this is the dip to buy, the report added. So there you have it. We all know there's literally trillions upon trillions of dollars currently sitting on the sidelines that could immediately move into the king crypto. Once that approval, it is game on. And as I shared in yesterday's episode on the pod, we talked about Novogratz predicts that the spot Bitcoin ETF will likely get approved by the SEC within the next 4 to 6 months, which means it will front run the Bitcoin halving scheduled in less than 9 months, which is going to be sometime in April of 2024. If that gets you excited, let me know and drop a comment right down below. And with that being shared, fam, now let's discuss our next story of the day, and that's a huge bull market. Who's not excited about that? So yeah, according to Invest Answers, one of my favorite podcast hosts, the analyst says that catalysts for the next massive bull run include top US crypto giant Coinbase's newly launched Base and Ethereum layer 2 scaling solution, as well as PayPal's new stablecoin, which is PayPal USD. Quoting Invest Answers here, you got the combination of Base from Coinbase, TradeFi, and you could argue centralized exchange, and you got the PayPal stuff happening, deploying on Ethereum. Things are really getting exciting, ladies and gentlemen. This could be the most incredible bull market ever. Also like to throw out there that Charlie Shrem, as I shared in 2 episodes ago, he is predicting that this PayPal stablecoin can send the Bitcoin price action to literally $250,000 per coin a lot faster than anticipated. If you agree with Charlie Shrem, also let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, Invest Answers also says that Solana just hit a golden cross a couple of days ago and shot up 10%. In fact, it's up probably another big percentage today. And what's going on with Solana thing? I think it's up another 7% today. It shot up to $1.50, but the golden cross do matter. You don't want to get into a short position after a golden cross, because 60 to 80% of the time, the price goes down after a golden cross. And that's when the 50-day moving average crosses through the 200-day moving average. And to watch this video analysis called Blockchain Domination by Invest Answers, check the show notes below the video in the description. Now let's break down our next story of the day, coming from Credible Crypto, and his prediction of $100,000 Bitcoin price can come a lot sooner than anticipated. We're talking about before the end of this year. And again, what is that? 4 more months left or so in the, you know, for 2023. So let's break this down, and then we'll be discussing in great detail what happened between me and YouTube, with me getting my channel permanently terminated for 10 days and then being reinstated, as well as the ongoing attack against, you know, crypto content creators, especially on YouTube. But I got to give YouTube kudos at the end of the day, because they did reinstate my channel. So I want to be very clear, but I wasn't anticipating or expecting it, because I looked at this as a matrix attack, and I will be explaining why I had this thought and on everything that transpired over the past 10 days regarding my termination and reinstation, if that's even a word. But anyways, fam, now let's discuss this $100,000 price prediction from crypto analyst Credible Crypto. So here's some of the tweets he shared that got my attention. Tweet number one, 100,000 plus is what I'm expecting for the end of the move that breaks the prior all-time high. It will come a few months after we break the all-time high. If we break all-time high this year, that can mean $100,000 plus this year or by early next. But he also clarifies here when someone asks, looks good on the track here. Are we aiming for 50,000 plus this year? And then he clarifies 70,000 plus this year, in case I wasn't clear before. So there you have it. And he also says we've got the strength in our green zone held around the 29,000 price level. That may very well have been our bottom. And that being said, this move up so far still looks corrective, and we have a sharp rejection on the lower time frames. So do not be surprised if we chop around for a bit longer before the mega move up starts. Don't lose sight of the big picture here, and don't flip bearish if we move down a bit from here either. Anything above $25,000 is a gift. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. And after rallying past the November 2021 all-time high of slightly above 69,000, the Synonymous analyst expects Bitcoin to meet the first resistance at a price of over $100,000, as I outlined from him in that tweet. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with that bullish price prediction of $100,000 plus. And now, for the moment you have all been waiting for, welcome to everyone just joining us. It's good to see. We are strong and solid on the different networks. I'm just refreshing my screen to make sure the stream is still good over on Rumble. We are. We still got 65 people watching live on Rumble, and we have almost 200 people watching live on YouTube. That's what's up. And shout out to everyone. I appreciate the continued support. It means the world to me. And if it wasn't for you guys, I guarantee you, I probably would have never received my YouTube channel back. But it's because of the uproar everyone in the community made. That's why I believe I was granted to have my YouTube channel back. Here's what I am talking about. Let me break this down for you right here. So as you can see, a shout out to the Bitcoin therapist. He put, Bitcoin content creators are being banned from YouTube. Here's everything you need to know. In fact, I am the author of this. He reached out to me the other day, and I put together this thread, which he published officially today, roughly about an hour ago. It's already getting a lot of views and a lot of traction, 19 reposts. So be sure to also repost and spread the word. So here's the turn of events. I'm going to read it all for you. It's very important. On July 31st, 2023, YouTube terminated my Crypto News Alerts channel, which consisted of roughly 1,800 videos and 6 years of content, under false pretenses for alleged repeated violations of harmful and dangerous policy, which is categorically false. Then, after I read the horrific email from YouTube with the subject line that said, Crypto News Alerts, we removed your channel from YouTube, I immediately went to X, formerly known as Twitter, and tagged Team YouTube in a post asking for help. They responded, first step is to fill out the appeal form, and that once the policy team takes a look, you'll get an email outlining their decision, so keep an eye on your inbox. So I immediately filled out the appeal form explaining the situation, and a few hours later, Team YouTube announced their final decision to my appeal policy in a post on X, which read the following. Let me read this to you. Update, our policy team confirmed the termination was correct. You can read through this article for more info on harmful and dangerous content policy that led to our decision. However, ironically, still to this day, Team YouTube never sent me the email response to my appeal outlining their decision as they initially said they would, even after several requests and reminders, I tagged them in as outlined here. And instead, Team YouTube announced their final decision on a public forum, X, literally harming and damaging my reputation, my brand, my content, and my business by slandering my content, claiming falsehoods about my videos, which are severely misleading and outrageously false. What gets even more scary is the fact Team YouTube has been attacking other Bitcoin content creators as well. For example, Plamen, who is the voice of Bitcoin in Bulgaria and had the same situation occurred and suffered the same fate. As he shares here, I had the same situation. His channel of 3 years and 23,500 subscribers was terminated with no strikes, no warnings. He just woke up to his channel being deleted, which really, really sucks. Now, also note that the Kaiser Report was also disgracefully purged from YouTube, which still to this day is the greatest financial news show to ever exist, and credited with the very first international TV mention of Bitcoin back in 2011. Max Kaiser literally called Bitcoin the biggest story of the decade, quoting Max right here. YouTube took down 900 hours, 13 years of work, including the first extensive multi-year international coverage of Bitcoin of the Kaiser Report, because we reported on some inconvenient truths and deep-rooted corruption about the U.S. economy and banking system. And the Bitcoin community is obviously fed up and outraged by the pathetic actions of YouTube unjustly terminating Bitcoin content creators off of their platform under false pretenses. As outlined here, you can see people are saying this is a total disgrace. What in the world is going on? In fact, the Bitcoin Archive, shout out to him, with over 1.2 million followers on X, made a post about the recent YouTube termination purges on the three Bitcoin channels referenced in this thread with no plausible explanation given. The post has already gotten over 500,000 views, 2,400 likes, and probably now closer to 1,000 reposts as outlined here. And on August 4th, 2023, Robert Kennedy Jr., who is also pro-Bitcoin and anti-CBDC, as well as the first presidential candidate to accept Bitcoin donations, made a post on X announcing, "I am suing Google for censoring me on YouTube, hashtag Kennedy2024, which you can see here on your screen. Now, interesting fact to note, my Crypto News Alerts channel first achieved 50,000 subs all the way back in 2021, which was 2 years and 700 plus episodes later now. My channel still only had 56,000 subs at the time of termination on July 31st, 2023, which means I was most likely shadow banned ever since then. Viewers of the show would often let me know they stopped receiving notifications about my show, even though they were subbed with all their notifications turned on. Unfortunately, I did not have any of my YouTube videos backed up on Rumble, so roughly 1,800 videos, which took me 6 years and over 10,000 hours to create, were lost and gone forever. However, I am grateful I still have all the audio versions of my podcast still up on iTunes and Spotify and everywhere you can podcast. In fact, I just signed a new 12-month contract with Spotify/Megaphone days after being permanently terminated from YouTube. If my podcast was in any way harmful or dangerous, as YouTube falsely claims, then I wouldn't be on all of these platforms." That's something to think about. "Then the following day, after being wrongfully terminated by YouTube, I started broadcasting my daily live stream on Rumble because I already knew this was a Matrix attack, which it all honestly feels like more so than anything else. It appears that YouTube clearly, maliciously is attacking Bitcoin content creators who are speaking out about the truth and exposing the fiat money corruption. YouTube and their parent company, Google, like all technocracies, have certain agendas. But here's for the new update. As of like an hour ago, I got this email. I wasn't expecting it. I am in shock after having my YouTube channel permanently deleted under false pretenses and being suspended off the YouTube platform for life. I just received this email hours ago stating the following. We are pleased to let you know that we have recently reviewed your YouTube account. And after taking another look, we can confirm that it is not in violation of our terms of service. We have lifted the suspension of your account and it is once again active and operational." So there you have it. Holla frickin' Luya. I can't believe it. I wasn't anticipating it. I honestly believe if we didn't have the pushback from the community, you know what I mean? Nothing would have changed. They already said they reviewed my account after my appeal and they made the right decision, which they announced on X. And now, 10 days later, they're saying they made a mistake. So I am grateful for YouTube reinstoring my account, but the trust factor is lost. So what did I do? I immediately synced my Rumble account, which is my new video hosting platform, to my YouTube account. And I'd suggest everyone do the same if you're a YouTube content creator, because you may suffer the same fate. And if you have it backed up, boom, you know what I mean? No damage done. You can start streaming on another platform. If you lose everything, it's like starting over from scratch, which I thought I would have to do because I lost 56,000 subs, which took me 6 years to curate, literally overnight. So that's the story of the YouTube termination and being reinstated as of today on August 10th. What are your thoughts surrounding all of this? Do you think YouTube will continue to censor Bitcoiners like myself? Or do you think now that we have pushed back that they're less likely to do so? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.